Street, Paul. This year's graduating class at St. Paul Regional High School included 101 individuals who were celebrated for their accomplishments during an afternoon convocation ceremony on June 24. "Today is not a routine day," said St. Paul Education Superintendent Peter Barron as he spoke to those gathered in the packed school gymnasium. He noted the day was one where all the preparations would come to an end, and there would be time to reflect on the past and focus on the future. Along with congratulating the students, Barron applauded the talented staff at the high school. He also encouraged students to express their appreciation to those who supported them throughout their kindergarten to grade 12 education. Barron also noted that when graduates look back on their life's resume, it will look as though things happened in an organized way. But, life does not actually go that way. There will be obstacles and challenges, but, when you fail, fail forward, he said, adding, keep going. St. Paul Education Board Chair Sylvie Smill also offered congratulations to the students. She encouraged students to remember their community, and that while there are plenty of places they can go, their home community is also in need of their unique skills and abilities. She reminded graduates that they will always have a family back home. Pamela Quinn then took a few moments at the podium to speak on behalf of Saddle Lake Cree Nation and Saddle Lake Education. She recalled how her own son spent time as a student at St. Paul Regional High School in order to benefit from the school's athletics programs. She noted that getting an education needs to be a safe space for all children. She also commended parents and staff for their part in ensuring children succeeded at school. Speaking to the graduates, she noted that youth now have a deep emotional intelligence, and better recognize how they feel, than previous generations. "This is the most confusing time of your life, and you're here," said Quinn. She reminded the grads that whatever they decide to do, they are amazing human beings, and she encouraged them to continue to be kind and compassionate and love one another. A toast to the parents was given, along with a response from the parents, offering plenty of thanks and guidance. Valedictorian Katie Rinning was given the opportunity to address her classmates. "We made it," said Rinning. She noted that the past 13 years of school have been a roller coaster. Looking back to grade 10, Rinning noted that the students started their high school years amid much uncertainty, doing at-home learning during the pandemic. But by grade 11, things were starting to return to normal. Over the years, students were taught how to be successful, and Rinning believes that even mistakes are opportunities to improve and come back stronger. She admitted that if someone had told her in grade 10 that by grade 12 she would have the confidence to address a gymnasium full of people, she would not have believed them. Rinning noted that just like those first days of attending high school in a real building, graduates may find themselves lost and wandering around in life. But, we're all going to find ourselves in new places, so wander around a little bit. She encouraged her fellow grads to find the courage to do something they never thought they would do. Following presentations of graduation portfolios, a thank you to staff was presented, along with a response from the staff. Teacher Noah Shankowski thanked students for all the laughs and good time shared, and also thanked them for asking great questions. He noted that often, students ask why they need to learn certain pieces of information. But, he believes, the reason we learn is to learn. Wrapping up speeches, Principal Mark Tichkowski offered a final congratulation to this year's class, telling graduates to continue to support and encourage one another. The convocation also included a memorial table in honor of Mason Watt, a local youth who would have been part of the class of 2023. Watt passed away on October 13, 2020, after sustaining a traumatic brain injury during a motocross event.